He says, "You see, I had to put more sugar to make the pound, which means that you got less than a pound. The Jew cheats you." Now, what did Mikanos do? He took out the heavier weight. Remember, he uses two kinds of weights. When he buys, when he gets, he wants to get more, so he uses a heavier weight. When he sells, he has a lighter weight, which he has in a different drawer, so he can give less. He took out the heavier weight that he uses to cheat people when he buys. He put it on the scale, and it's heavier than a pound. So it looks like that Reb Yaakov, Chas V'Shalom, cheated Salim the Turk. Now, Salim doesn't know what's going on. It just looks like he got less than a pound. What? Did you cheat? That means that he cheated me in the salt also? Weigh the salt. I brought a pound of salt. I like salt on my food. Well, they put the pound of salt also was less than a pound according to the funny weights. And he put his pound of carrots and his pound of onions and his pound of potatoes, and each one was less. That means I got cheated. And not only today, but other times when I go shopping, I got cheated. And Salim, the big Turk, now he was a gigantic man. He was very big. And he also had a big temper. What's a temper? When you get mad, he pops his cork. He got so upset. He went into a very big, angry rage, like a temper tantrum, like a baby when a baby gets upset and starts to scream and yell. And he goes across the street. And of course, Mikanos is laughing because this is exactly what he wanted to happen. And the Turk Salim goes to Rabbi Yaakov and he starts screaming and he starts yelling and he starts banging and he starts throwing stuff around. And Chas V'Shalom, he even starts to fight with Rabbi Yaakov. He says, "You cheated me. You cheated me each time I come. You don't give me what I get. I'm supposed to get a pound. You give me less. What are you doing cheating, taking my money?" And he starts screaming and yelling. And he, Chas V'Shalom, even patches and he starts dumping stuff over and he starts wrecking the whole store. And Rabbi Yaakov is screaming for help, help, police, police. And the police come and they break up the whole thing and they put Salim in handcuffs that he's able to calm down because he's a big man. And they said, "What happened over here?" And he says, "He cheated me. He cheated me. He takes less. I mean, he gives me less than I pay for." And Rabbi Yaakov says, "No, that's not true. Who told you such a thing? I always give exactly, not only exactly, I always give extra because I don't want Chas V'Shalom anybody to be cheated. I keep Torah. I keep mitzvahs. I would never steal." And he points across the street. Mikanos, across the street, in the other grocery store, he shows that you give less than a pound. And Kindelach, the police decided that they'll make a test from the special city weights. The special city weights is this. Then in case there's any question on how much something weighs, because sometimes scales, maybe let's say, don't work 100%, they have a special place in the police station that they have perfectly tested weights and scales that work perfectly. Like I told you once, how do you know what time it is? Yeah, look at the watch. Maybe your watch is wrong. Well, you look at somebody else's watch. His watch is a little bit different than mine. Mine is 2 minutes slower. His is 2 minutes faster. Well, how do you know his watch is right? Look at a new one. Maybe that one is not set perfectly. Maybe it's too fast. Maybe it's too slow. Okay, so then you listen to the radio or you call up the time on the telephone. Well, how does anybody know exactly what time it is? There is a special clock that is the most expensive clock in the whole world that is carefully checked by special scientists, and it has the best kinds of parts to it, and it probably costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And this is the one they check, that they always check. And all the other clocks are set to this one. Anybody who wants to know exactly what time it is, they set their time to this one. So in this city of Gomeljina, if there's any kind of argument about weights, they take out the special city weights that are the most perfect weights. And they took Salim's sugar, and they put it on the scale. And they put the pound from the police station on the other side. And the sugar went down a little bit more than the pound. Which means, as the police chief was of course in charge of this test, he says, Yaakov gave you a little bit more than a pound. Now let's try the salt. They put the salt on the scale and they put the pound on the scale, and the salt went a little bit lower than the pound. Yaakov, the Jew from the grocery, gave a little bit more than a pound. And they put the carrots and the potatoes and onions, and Salim the Turk saw that he got each time a little bit more than a pound. But he said, but across the street, Mikados, he showed me I get less than a pound. I get less than a pound. Well, the police didn't listen to him. They said, you go and you break the Jew's store and you hit him and you make a big tumult over there and a big trouble. You must get punished. You must have 10 lashes. He has to get whipped 10 times. Not only get whipped 10 times in public with people watching, whoever wants to watch, that was the way they punished in Gomeljina. And the police announced, hey, tomorrow, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, is going to be a big whipping. We take the whip, we take Salim the Turk, we take the whip on Salim the Turk, and we go bang, bang, 10 times. Whoever would like to see this is invited to come. It's a public whipping. And even though Salim the Turk is trying to explain why he did it, nobody listened to him. They put him into jail until 12 o'clock tomorrow. And 12 o'clock tomorrow comes whoever wants to watch. And they give the 10 whippings to Salim the Turk. Now, not a lot of people came, because a lot of people don't want to watch this. But you know who came? All of a sudden, Mikanos was there watching. Mikanos was watching. Oh, here, you make me do this, and you watch me? Oh, I'm angry at you. Mikanos said, well, I just come to feel bad. Now, actually, he just came to watch. Mikanos was such a person that liked to watch these kinds of terrible things. But he says, no, I just come to watch. I feel bad for you. I'm your friend. It's not your fault. The Jews. It's the Jews' fault. The Reb Yaakov. Still, some funny business, I'm telling you. I was just only trying to help you. Probably the weights in the police station is broken weights. So they have weights what's broken. My weights, I'm telling you, my weights is perfect. But in the police station, the weights is no good. So the Reb Yaakov, I'm telling you, he cheats. I feel bad for you. So I'm here with you. Now, actually, this is a lie. Because Mikanos is a Rasha. And he's trying to blame it now on Reb Yaakov still. On the Jews and Reb Yaakov. Because Mikanos, he does not like Reb Yaakov. And Mikanos does not like Jews at all. Not Reb Yaakov and not other Jews. Maybe because he's jealous and he knows that Reb Yaakov is honest. If Reb Yaakov is honest, it means other Jews are honest too, because they keep the Torah and mitzvahs, right? Well, he says to Salim, as Salim is now let go after the 10 lashes, he says, you know who's to blame here? The Jews. Still the Jews. Remember that, the Jews. And Salim the Turk leaves Gomeljina because he lived in a different place, a little bit outside of town. And he's very angry. And he says, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to get them back. At first I wanted to get back Mykonos, but it doesn't seem like it's Mykonos. It's the Jews. It's that Rabbi Yaakov and the Jews. I'm going to make trouble. Because I'm not going to let this go just so simple. Because I was whipped 10 times and people were watching me. Some was laughing. Oh, I'm angry at Gubaljine. I'm going to punish them. What am I going to do? Let's see, what will I do? I will have to get the people of Gubaljine back for what they did to me. Lashes, whipping, cheating me, giving me not so much sugar and salt and potatoes and onions, bananas and apples. Mykonos, he's probably right. That Jew, Rabbi Yaakov. Mykonos is a liar, but unfortunately Salim is listening to the lie. Well, Salim goes to his little town right outside of Gumaljina. He liked to shop in Gumaljina, but now he's angry at Gumaljina. Well, he goes home. He tells his family what happened. Yeah. You have to make some kind of trouble. You have to get back. Now, by a Jew, are you supposed to get somebody back?
No.
You're not supposed to take nakama. Well, Salim the Turk is not exactly a Jew, and he wants to take revenge. The next day, he goes around and he gets people from the street that don't have jobs, that don't have anything to do. He says, you know what? Let's do something where we get lots of money, have lots of fun, and you help me to get back who be not good to me. Come with me. Lots of money, I promise you. Lots of fun and lots of action. Lots of adventure. Here, let's make a special army. Come on. Okay. He goes now to another town where people are just walking around the streets with no jobs, nothing to do. Join the army from Salim and have lots of money, fun, action, and let's do something special. Hey, let's go. He goes to another place. He goes to a different place. In each place, people on the corner that are just talking and have nothing to do, they say, yeah, let's go with Salim. He promised us money. He promised us to go and do something good. Finally, Salim had 5,000 people. 5,000 people with nothing to do but make trouble and go along with his promises. And they formed Salim's army, the army of Salim. What are we going to do, Salim, with an army? You didn't exactly explain. You said we get money and stuff, but what are we going to do exactly? Well, we're going to attack Gumaljina. What? We make a war against Gumaljina? Gumaljina, the place what's not good to Salim. They give Salim, I'm the general from this army, they give me 10 whippings. And you know whose fault? The main fault, it's the Jews. That's the main fault, the Jews. So we get them back. We go into Gumaljina, 5,000 soldiers. The first place we go to all the Jewish stores and Jewish homes, we don't go in shopping. We go taking, not shopping. We take whatever we want. We go to the Jewish homes. We don't knock on the door. We go in. We take what we want. They have their the silver and the gold and all this stuff. We take it. We get rich. And after that, we go other places wherever we want. Take whatever we want. Where's 5,000 people? And by the way, I think I'm going to stop by Mykonos and also do some taking, because I think the Mykonos is also no good. But the first thing, Jews, also a store, the main place, Rabbi Yaakov's market. Go take everything. Okay, ready, army? Let's go! And Salim's army is now coming. And the people that are watching, keeping guard, you know, there's always guards by a city watching what's happening, if there's any danger. by the wall. There's a wall around the city in those days. Huh? Look, some kind of a big army is coming. What is this army? Looks like we're in danger. Well, they take their little telescope. Hey, look who's leading that army. Isn't that that fellow, that big Turk Salim, who got lashed, whipped a few weeks ago in Gomeljina? Looks like he's got a big army. And Gomeljina got a few half-broken trumpets, and they start blowing the trumpets. And he starts screaming, Salim the Turk have an army to attack Gomeljina. Get ready. Everything from you will be taken, and the people become our slaves. This is the end of the Gomeljina. The army coming. And they start blowing the trumpets. Broken trumpets. And the people get scared. Oi, what are we going to do? Well, they bolted the gates. They locked the gates. They said the walls, the gates will keep them out, hopefully. What are we going to do? Let's run and hide under our beds. And they started ringing the alarms in Gomeljina, or blowing the trumpets, whatever they had, to tell the people they're in danger. And the Yidden went to the shul. And they start to daven and say tehillim. And the Rav of the shul said they have to fast and give tzedakah. And they're in big danger. What are they going to do? And Kinalach, when Mikanos heard what's going on, he thinks to himself, looks like we're in danger. Salim the Turk. I try to get him mad at the Jew, but I think maybe if he has any brains, he's mad at me too. Maybe I'm in trouble. Salim, he come to take revenge. Maybe Mykonos Marvelous Market is going to get messed up a little bit. What can I do to save myself and maybe put Reb Yaakov out of business forever? I have a plan. Well, he ran out of his house, passed the meeting. Now, by the meeting, not in the shul, but there was another building where the goyim were having a meeting. They decided they're going to send two messengers to the king. And they're going to tell the king that Gomeljina is in trouble, and the king should please send his special royal army of many soldiers. Now, this is going to be, of course, a more powerful army than Salim. Salim just has 5,000 people that have nothing to do, that, they have a bunch of sticks and half-broken weapons or whatever they have, and who knows if they're shikr or not shikr, Now, the king has professional, powerful, well-trained soldiers that are part of the royal army, and they're supposed to take care of the country. Gomeljina is in danger. So maybe the two messengers, if they run to the palace of the king, which is not in Gomeljina, but it's not far away, maybe they can get the king's armies to come and get rid of Salim and his army. But they have to act fast. They made two fast runners. Now, they could not go through the big gate. They went through some side gate somewhere, and they ran to the palace of the king. Oh, I hope they get back in time, because Salim is coming closer and closer. Well, there was only one person that did not go to any of the meetings. He certainly did not go to shul, and he did not go to the meeting. This was... Can you guess? Can you guess who did not go to any of the meetings?
Mykonos.
Mykonos. Not Mickey Mouse, but Mykonos. And as we know, just one person did not go. And just one person did not go to any of the meetings. Who was it?
Mykonos.
Mykonos. You say it like a good Hungarian. I mean a good Turk. A Greek, whatever it is. Shh. One, two, three. Shh. What does Mykonos do while everybody is busy at the meetings? This is what he did. He went over a different place of the wall by the trees. And nobody saw. He takes a rope and he goes down the wall by the trees. And he runs from tree to tree that nobody should see. Not you and not me. Of course, we weren't there, but it doesn't matter. And finally, after the last tree, he runs real low across the field. And he goes over there where Salim the Turk and his armies are getting ready for war. What are they doing getting ready for war? Drinking a little bit. Or whatever they're doing, who knows what they're doing. And all of a sudden, he runs over to Salim the Turk. Who's this? Hey, it's me, Mykonos, your friend. What are you doing out here? I go over the wall. I want to help you. Help me? What can you help me with? I got 5,000 soldiers. I don't need 500,001. What are you going to help me with? I have 5,000 soldiers. I don't need another soldier. You want to join my army? No, no. You have 5,000 soldiers from the outside, but I'm going to be like 5,000 from the inside. What are you talking, 5,000 from the inside? I have 5,000 on the outside. You're one person, and you're on the outside. What are you talking about the inside? He says, look, you don't get past the wall, you don't get past the gate, you can't do nothing, right? So I make with you a good trick. But first we make a deal. First the deal, then the trick. Mykonos, what's the deal? First, what's the trick? I don't know if I want to make a deal for the trick until I know what's the trick. Then maybe we can make a deal. If I don't like the trick, no deal. Okay, this is the deal. Okay, this is the trick. I go back inside. Everybody is very busy there, either hiding, or the Jews is in the synagogue saying the book there, they're saying a bunch of words, and the other people is hiding in the closet under the beds. Nobody see when Mykonos do this. I go and open up the gate. So they expect you gonna go over the wall. The soldiers are different places on the wall. But nobody waits by the gate because they never suspect you go through the gate. So what Mykonos do, I open up the gate from the inside. You come straight through the front door and you come in to Gomolgina. But for this is a deal what I make you. You come to Gomolgina, you do whatever you want except you leave me alone and mine store. And you go the first place to Reb Yaakov and all the Jews and you hack up their stores. But me, Mykonos, you leave my wonderful market alone. This way, that's the deal. And then I do the deal with you. It's a deal? And Salim the Turk said, okay, it's a deal. You open gate. Then we go in and take over the city. And Mykonos says, a word of advice, because it should be easy, because all the people is hiding in the closet, under the bed, or in the basement. Shouldn't put up so much of a fight. But to make sure that you're going to win the fight against Gomolgina, probably the best thing is to be organized. Salim says, what's organized mean? Well, you do it with a plan, like all at once, like a big surprise kind of thing. As soon as you get into the gate, is a big place, like a big area, a big place, the whole army could gather there all at once. Like a big open space, and then that big open space goes to all the streets. It's a good idea, put the whole army all together in that big place, and then count to three, one, two, three, And everybody run on all the streets into all the houses at once. And it's going to be a big, big surprise that everybody comes at once instead of one by one. Because who knows, if you come slowly, one by one, maybe they're going to fight you. You come all at once, it's like a big bang, and it's all finished. Yeah, Salim said, that's a good idea. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, Mykonos, go back through the trees, up the rope on the wall, and Mykonos goes into the city. Nobody sees Mykonos. The Jews are in shul, and everybody else is under their bed or in the basement or in the closet hiding. Mykonos goes to the gate. What Mykonos does when he gets to the gate? Anybody is following this story? What did Mykonos do when he got to the gate?
He opens it up.
He opened up the bolts. He didn't open the gate, but as soon as Salim the Turk with his army will get to the gates, all they have to do is just open it because it's not locked anymore. Okay. All of a sudden, Salim now says to his army, time to go now to make the fight against Gumaljine. Everybody come and blow the broken trumpets. Okay, they start blowing the broken trumpets, and they start now going to Gumaljine, and the soldiers that were out thought that they're going to try to climb up the walls, but all of a sudden, they came to the gate, and Salim goes, and he opens up the gate. What? How do they open up the gate? They're going through the gate. The whole army is going through the gate. And now the people of Gumaljine that were peeking out the windows got really scared. They never expected the whole army to get in so easily. And all the 5,000 soldiers of Salim the Turk are gathered in the area inside of the gate before they get to all the streets. And they're all squishing into that one place very tight because they say we'll go all together through all the streets. And Salim says, okay, you soldiers will go this street, this street, this street by the count of three. And we're going to go take everybody by surprise all at once. Nobody will even have time to fight against us. Okay? When the last soldier was squeezed into that place and all ready to go, it's like a balloon ready to burst. It's so tight over there, like a can of sardines. Salim gets up and he says, okay, on the count of three, we go. Oh, one, two, blow the broken trumpets, on the count of three, and all of a sudden, Salim hears, doo, 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 doo. Wait a minute, this is not broken trumpets, and it's not the count of three yet. I say to blow the broken trumpets by the count of three. I didn't say three. On the count of three, we blow the broken trumpets and we go through the streets. Okay. One, two, all of a sudden. Salim says, wait a minute. First of all, this is not the sound of broken trumpets. Second of all, I didn't say number three. Third of all, you're not even blowing the broken trumpets, but we hear the sound of trumpets. Wait a minute. What could this be? All of a sudden, can Allah... See, there was a certain problem that Mykonos didn't go to the meeting. What did the people of Gumaljine decide to do by the meeting that Mykonos did not even know about? And this is going to be a big surprise that Salim and Mykonos both will be surprised by. What did the people of Gumaljine decide to do by that meeting?
Go to the king.
To send messengers to get the army of the king. What Salim did not know was right outside of the gates, right outside of the walls, were the 20,000 soldiers of the king. And these are trained expert soldiers with good weapons and trumpets that work. They're not broken. Good trumpets. And all of a sudden, so fast as lightning, the soldiers of the king come to the gates and they make a circle around Salim's army because they're squished right there. They're all like in one place. It was so easy to catch them. And before Salim could even say the number three, the soldiers of the king were there and they captured everybody before they could even run in the streets. Salim says, "Oh no! We are captured by the soldiers of the king. We could not do in Gumaljina a thing. Oh, what a surprise. Who did this? It's a trick. My deal did not go through."